एक्सपेंसेस विच इज पेड आउटसाइड इंडिया, एक्सपेंसेस विच इज पेड आउटसाइड इंडिया टू अ नॉन रेसिडेंट, टू अ नॉन रेसिडेंट. नाउ व्हाट इज दिस? यू हैव पेड एन एक्सपेंस फॉर द बिजनेस to a person who is non-resident, is not staying in India, neither his person, his representative is paying tax in India, neither the amount which you are paying is deducted at source, the tax is deducted at source. In this situation, this expense is not allowed, though you have paid it for business, but it is not allowed as a business expense. So you have to disallow it, you have to add it. So what I told you, expenses which is paid outside India to a non-resident whose representative is not taxable in India, neither the tax is deducted at source. Okay? So, such type of expense, I call it as jungle mein mor nacha kisne dekha. Jungle mein mor nacha bolta hai, kisne dekha kya? Similarly, income tax says that, tumne pay kiya, humne to dekha hi nahi. उसका कोई रिप्रेजेंटेटिव है क्या इधर जो टैक्स भरता है? नहीं. उसका कोई वो टैक्स भरता है क्या? नहीं. वो नॉन रेसिडेंट है. सो That means वो टैक्स इंडिया में नहीं भर रहा है. तो आई cannot claim that, I cannot allow you to show this as an expense, because वो टैक्स नहीं भर रहा है, उसके लिए इनकम है, तो उसको टैक्स भरना चाहिए. लेकिन उसने इंडिया में टैक्स नहीं भरा, तो दैट टैक्स हैज टू बी पेड बाई यू. दैट इज द रीजन इट इज नॉट अलाउड. दैट इज द रीजन इट इज नॉट अलाउड एज डिडक्शन. क्लियर? ओके. अच्छा, देन वी हैव डेप्रिसिएशन. Now, there is sometime what happens, you know, depreciation, there is a difference in depreciation charged by the company and depreciation as per the income tax rule. Now, sir, why our accountant is not doing the job properly or what? No, it is not like that. What happened, you know, see, suppose the company has purchased a machinery on 1st January for, suppose, 30 lakhs. Okay, so 1st January, so in this financial year, you are going to use this machinery from January, February, March. January, February, March. Huh? You are going to use this machinery for 3 months. January, February, March. So your accountant is supposed to charge depreciation for 3 months. Suppose 10% of 30 lakhs is 3 lakhs. So 3 lakhs is for the whole year. But he is not charging depreciation for the whole year. He will be charging for 3 months. So 1,50,75. So he is charging 75,000 depreciation. So in the profit and loss, he has charged 75,000. But as per the income tax, there is no depreciation as such that it is for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, or 8 months, or 9 months. No. According to income tax, they have a simple rule. What? If you purchase a machinery, if that machinery is used less than 180 days, less than 180 days, 180 days means 6 months, less than 6 months, for if you have used it for 140 days or 10 days or 20 days, they are telling you, they are, according to them, you have to charge depreciation for 6 months. So your accountant has charged 75,000 depreciation, but income tax is saying no, nothing doing. According to our rule, if the asset is used less than 180 days, you are supposed to charge 6 months depreciation. If the asset is used more than 181 days, if you have used the machinery for 181 days, the income tax will be charging 12 months ka depreciation, which is good for you. Which is good for you. See, if they are telling us to charge more depreciation, so this year I will be paying less tax. But from the next year onwards, my assets ka value has reduced according to them by 1,50,000. But actually, I have to reduce it by 75,000. So next year, the depreciation will be less. Na? So there is a difference in the calculation of accounting standard as well as income tax department. That is the reason any company does not want to buy a machinery in the middle of the year. They buy it in the beginning of the year only, so that this thing does not happen. But if it happened, so in that case, there is a difference. So whatever difference is there, you have charged 75,000 depreciation, but actually the income tax is saying 1,50,000. So the difference amount you have to charge, either it has to be deducted. If the you have to charge more, so you have to deduct 75,000. If you have charged more, so you have to deduct, but you have to rectify it. So in that situation, you may have to add depreciation. Aisa bhi ho sakta hai. So depreciation as per accounting standard and as per income tax IT rule, the difference need to be adjusted. Difference need to be adjusted. ठीक है, difference need to be adjusted. This is a very important point. अच्छा, then in one more thing, there is a, see, according to the accounting standard and accounting standard, just hold on, I'll show you one calculation why there is a difference in depreciation. According to accounting standard and according to IT rule. IT rule मतलब income tax rule. ठीक है, suppose you have opening balance 3 lakhs. You have opening balance 3 lakhs. 3 lakh is the opening balance of the machinery. There is one more case that there is a difference in depreciation. Acha, you have purchased this year a machinery on 1st January for 6 lakhs. Purchase. So I am adding 6 lakhs to 3 lakhs. So the total will become 9 lakhs. Total will become 9 lakhs. Right, acha. Now, out of this 3 lakh old machinery, the return on the value, the opening balance, na, this is opening balance. This is your opening balance. So 3 lakh, out of that 3 lakh, you took 50,000 ka machinery and sold it in the market. You took 50,000 ka machinery and sold it for 80,000. So as per your knowledge, when I write your sale of machinery, sale. When I write here sale, how much amount should I write? I from the 3 lakh Juna balance from the old machinery, I took one machinery of 50,000 and sold it for 80,000. And sold it for 80,000. Okay, so I sold it for 80,000. Now, to find the balance machinery, what is the calculation is there in your mind? Do you deduct 50,000 or will you deduct 80,000? What you said, sir? We will deduct 50,000. Obviously, sir, आपने 50 का मशीनरी उठा के बेचा है, तो आपके पास whatever machinery is balance is it is the balance after deducting 50,000. What for whatever amount you have sold it, but from my side, my machinery which gone out is for 50,000. So according to accounting standard, I will deduct 50,000. So what is my balance? The balance is 8,50,000. But इनकम टैक्स डिपार्टमेंट का कैलकुलेशन सेज दैट यू हैव टू डिडक्ट द सेल एट विच यू हैव सोल्ड. सो अकॉर्डिंग टू द इनकम टैक्स वॉट इज द बैलेंस? 8,10,000. एंड अकॉर्डिंग टू अकाउंटिंग स्टैंडर्ड वॉट इज द बैलेंस? 8,50,000. इन दिस 8,50,000, 6 लाख इज द न्यू मशीनरी एंड 2,50,000 is the old machinery, old and new. Whereas in this 8,10,000, 6 lakh is the new machinery, and 2,10,000 is the old machinery. This is old and new, right? Okay. So if you are now, you have to charge depreciation. The accountant will charge depreciation on 6 lakhs for 3 months, and for this 12 months, but here in income tax, they will charge machinery, a new machinery ka depreciation 6 months. Why? Because if the asset is used for less than 180 days, you have to charge 6 months depreciation and the old machinery 12 months. So your old machinery balance is 2,50,000. So on that, you will be charging depreciation 25,000. Whereas income tax department old machinery balance is 2,10,000. So they will charge depreciation 2,10,000 का 10% 21,000. सो देर इज अ डिफरेंस. अगेन ऑन द न्यू मशीनरी, सिंस यू आर परचेजेस ऑन जनवरी, यू विल बी चार्जिंग डेप्रिसिएशन फॉर 3 मंथ्स. दैट इज 10% 60,000, 6 मंथ्स 15,000, 7,500. सो अकॉर्डिंग टू दियर अकाउंटिंग कॉन्सेप्ट, दिस इज 7,500 डेप्रिसिएशन प्लस यहां पर 25,000 डेप्रिसिएशन. यर दिस इज 6 मंथ्स डेप्रिसिएशन, सो 15,000 प्लस 21,000 depreciation. So as per the accounting standard, the depreciation will be 32,500. As per the IT rule, the depreciation will be 15 plus 21, 36,000. Thus, there is a difference. So, according to you, if you have charged 32,500, you have to remove that and rectify to 36,000. So, you will 32,000 depreciation is added because it is a disallowable expense, and 36,000 depreciation is charged because it is an allowable expense. So, this is how. Understood? You have to consider. So, after considering all these things, whatever income you are getting, that is income from business. That is income from business. Okay, that is your income from. Now, this is a list of disallowable expense. Now, what are disallowable income ka list? So, let us shortly go to the list of disallowable income. Disallowable income. Now, very first is income from house property. Income from house property, because that is taxable under the income from house property. Why you are considering in the business? Obviously, it is not a business, so that you have to deduct. Second, income from capital gain. Means after selling your property, whatever profit you are getting, that is not your business. Selling your property is not your business. But in this particular year or in any of the year, you have sold the property, and in that you might have suffered a loss or a profit. So both are disallowed. So this is income from capital gain. Third one is income from other sources. Income from other sources. Other sources means the income which you receive from interest. Interest on security, interest on saving account, interest on Indira Vikas Patra, interest on national saving certificate, a dividend from shares which you have purchased from various company. All this income is not earned from your business. It is earned from your investment. So they will not be getting shown in the business, but it is shown in your profit and loss. So to rectify that, you will remove this disallowable income. And by doing this, you will be coming to a conclusion of what? Conclusion of income from business. I hope you understood this topic, income from business. So that is what you have to, you know, take into consideration, which is there in your chapter. So this explanation will make this chapter easier for you to understand when you go through the PPT or the textbooks. So thank you very much. Take a break. Take a Kit Kat. We'll meet in the next session. Goodbye.